Biblical Theology, Chapter 5, Demonology, Satan and Demons. Definition. In Christian theology, demonology is the study of Satan and demons. It includes the study of such topics as the origin of Satan, his former position, his fall, results of his sin, his present location, his activities and attributes, and his names. It also includes the original position and fall of demons, their attributes, their names, the organization of demonic forces, their activities, and the final destination of Satan and demons. The origin of Satan. Satan was originally created by God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. John chapter 1, verse 3. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. God does not create evil. Satan was perfect when he was originally created by God, but was given a free will to choose good or evil. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 15. The former position of Satan. The Bible describes the original position of Satan in Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 12 through 17. Read this passage in your Bible before proceeding with this lesson. When Satan was originally created, he was an angel of God. He was one of the cherubim class of angels and was holy, wise, beautiful, and perfect. He was the leader among the cherubs and is called a guardian or covering cherub. His name was originally Lucifer, which means light bearer. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. He was given a position on God's holy mountain and apparently led in worship. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 13. What a brilliant, beautiful picture of Satan in his original position is given in the Word of God. He was decked with precious stones set in gold. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 13, Exodus chapter 28, verses 15 through 21. He is described as a gem of precious stones, but a gem has no light of its own. It is not beautiful in a dark room. Its beauty is in its ability to reflect light from without. When God created Lucifer, he made him with a capacity to reflect the glory of God to a greater degree than any other created being. God was the light that made Lucifer radiate beauty. The fall of Satan. Satan did not retain this glorious position, however. The Bible describes his rebellion and fall. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst waken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 15. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hadst corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 17. Satan's fall from his angelic position occurred because of pride and rebellion demonstrated in five wrong attitudes. Satan said, I will ascend unto heaven. He wanted to occupy the abode of God, or heaven, desiring equal recognition. I will exalt my throne above the angels of God. He not only desired to occupy God's abode, but he also coveted his rule over the angelic hosts. I will sit also upon the mountain of the congregation. According to Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2, and Psalms chapter 48, verse 2, this is the center of God's earthly rule. Satan desired to rule the earth as well as the angels. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. The clouds speak of the glory of God. Satan wanted God's glory for himself. The following verses document clouds in relation to the glory of God. Exodus chapter 13, verse 21, and chapter 40, verses 28 to 34. Job chapter 37, verses 15 through 16. Matthew chapter 26, verse 64. And Revelation chapter 14, verses 14 through 16. I will be like the Most High. God has many names by which he is known. Why did Satan choose this particular name? He selected this title because it reflects God as possessor of heaven and earth, and Satan coveted that position. Results of Satan's sin. Here are the terrible results of Satan's sin. Banishment from heaven. Because of his rebellion, Satan was cast out of heaven by God. I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. I will cast thee to the ground. Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 16 to 17. Corruption of character. Lucifer, once created for God's glory, became Satan with a character that opposed all God is and does. Perversion of power. Satan's power was once used for God's glory, but now it is disruptive and destructive. According to Isaiah chapter 14, he weakens the nations. Verse 12, causes the earth and governments to tremble. Verse 16, and prevents those taken as his prisoner from finding any relief. Verse 17. Destined to the lake of fire. Satan is destined to end up in the lake of fire. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 15. Defection of other angels of God. When Satan fell from heaven, he did not fall alone. He took with him a portion of the angelic host of heaven who participated in his rebellion against God. This group of angels are now part of an evil force of demons. Entrance of sin in the universe. When Satan rebelled, sin entered the universe. As a result, there were two actions God could have taken. He could have struck down Satan and killed him, but if God had brought down the first enemy in this way, there would always have been the possibility of another rebellion. The history of heaven would have been marked with similar disasters. The other action was the one which the Bible indicates that God took. The claims of Satan to superior power should have their complete trial on earth in the span of eternity we call time. When God created the first man and woman, the trial on earth began. The story of the temptation of Adam and Eve by Satan and their fall into sin is recorded in Genesis chapter 3. The battle is still underway on earth. That is what spiritual warfare is all about. Satan is still seeking power, position, and worship, but he is already a defeated foe. Jesus overcame the power of Satan through his death and resurrection, and Satan's final destiny is already confirmed in the Bible. Satan's present location. Satan is present in the world in spirit form. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. Job chapter 1, verse 7. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Although Satan is present in the world, he is not omnipresent, which means he cannot be every place in the world at one time as God can. This is why he employs a host of demons to accomplish his plans. Satan's activities. Satan has access to the presence of God and operates on the earth, including the air or region above the earth. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. Job chapter 1, verses 6 to 7. Wherein in time past ye walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. Satan is a murderer. John chapter 8, verse 44. An adversary. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. A liar. John chapter 8, verse 44. And accuser of believers. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. He tempts believers. Acts chapter 5, verse 3. Plants counterfeits amongst believers. Matthew chapter 13, verses 38 through 39. Tries to defeat believers through demonic activity, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, and incites persecution against believers, Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. We may summarize the activities of Satan by noting that they are always directed against God, his plan, and his people. He will attack you in the areas of your worship of God, the Word of God, your Christian walk, and your work for God. Satan works in the lives of unbelievers by blinding their minds to the truth of God's word, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, snatching the word out of their hearts, Luke chapter 8, verse 12, using them to oppose the work of God, Revelation chapter 2, verse 13, and deceiving them, Revelation chapter 20, verse 3. The attributes of Satan. Unlike God, Satan is not omniscient, knowing all things. If Satan could foresee the future, he never would have allowed Jesus to die on the cross. He would have known that the death of Jesus would overthrow his power and provide a way of escape from the bondage of sin for all mankind. Satan is not omnipotent or all-powerful. Jesus said the power of God within you is greater than the power of Satan. For those who believe in Jesus, Satan is already a defeated foe. John chapter 12, verse 31. He is strong only to those who yield to him. His power is limited by the power of God. See Job chapter 1, verses 10 to 12. And he is only able to overcome a believer as they yield control to him. Satan is a spirit, but he also has attributes of a real personality. The Bible teaches that he is intelligent and subtle. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Emotional. And the dragon was wroth with a woman. Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. Self-willed, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 26. Powerful, prince of the power of the air. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. Deceitful, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Fierce and cruel. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Deceptive. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14.